Our free podcast is made possible by contributions to Stardate and your local radio station. Please visit stardate.org to make a donation, to subscribe to our paid premium same-day audio, or to sponsor Stardate for a day. Stardate, April 20th. NASA plans to send astronauts to the moon later in this decade. They'll scoop up rocks and dirt, set up experiments, and begin setting up a base camp. And despite the hard work, they'll probably have a good time doing it. But it'll be hard to have as much fun or be as enthusiastic as Apollo 16 astronaut Charles Duke. He and John Young landed on the moon 50 years ago today. Duke was making his first trip into space, and he seemed to enjoy every second, bouncing across the surface in a moon buggy.
And we're like, there it is, there's flag. We're here. You did it.
Charlie, you hit my arm. Excuse me. I'm end up in that big crater.
Gathering samples.
Here he comes, folks. He's got the hammer out. I knew he couldn't resist.
Okay, how's your heartbeat? You're up to about 140.
Drilling a hole in the surface.
Okay, are you guys ready? Here we go. Hey, that beauty is going right in.
Outstanding.
Or returning to their lander at the end of a long moonwalk.
Hot dog. He did it.
Again, home again. Jiggity jig.
Man, Tony, you don't know how much fun this has been.
During 3 days on the surface, Young and Duke collected more than 200 pounds of samples and set up several experiments. They and crewmate Ken Mattingly returned to Earth on April 27, 1972, after a busy and apparently fun trip to the moon. Our web address is stardate.org. For the University of Texas at Austin McDonald Observatory, I'm Billy Henry.